grab some popcorn and a favorite chair. The love of movies is why we're here. Press play and don't delay. Let Phil be our guide to a cinematic day. Phil at the movies, through the silver screen to his podcast stream. Phil's covering every movie dream. Phil at the movies. Phil at the movies.
And welcome back, my friends, to another episode of Phil at the Movies. I'm, of course, your host, Phil, and you are listening to show number 181 of this ongoing podcast that is, you guessed it, For the Love of Movies. And today, I am going to be talking with you about The Long Walk. This is an adaptation from the 1979 novel by master storyteller, the King of Horror, as some refer to him, Stephen King's book. This is The Long Walk, starring Cooper Hoffman, David Johnson, as well as supporting performances by Judy Greer and Mark Hamill. And, oh, man, this film devastated me. And I say that in the best possible way. But hold that thought. Let me get through a little bit of housekeeping before I give you my thoughts on the film. First off, welcome back. Appreciate you taking the time to listen to today's show. If you have not done so, if you could rate and review this podcast on Apple, it helps a great deal with the pesky algorithms and getting this podcast into more people's feeds and streams so we can continue to grow this cinematic community, as well as sharing it with your family, your friends, anybody who you think may need a cinematic philosopher, yes, pun intended, in their lives. I would greatly appreciate it. And, of course, as I say at this time every week, I am grateful to you, the friends, you, the listeners of this show, 181 episodes and going strong, all because of you, all because of, I'll say it, our love of movies. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So I consider myself a fan of Stephen King's novels, but I can admit I have never read The Long Walk, but I've heard a lot of positive feedback about the book, and in particular this film. There was a lot of buzz going into it. But I tried to keep my expectations in check because, as we know, sometimes if we allow our expectations to get the better of us, things never go so well. So I did try to keep things in check going into this movie. But my God, The Long Walk, I can comfortably say this film will be on my top 10 favorite films at the end of this year. That's how much I enjoyed it. All right, so now that I have set that particular stage, let me give you the premise of this film, and indeed the hook, if you will, the journey that we're going to be going on. In a dystopian America ruled by a police state, a walking contest known as the Long Walk is held annually. Participants known as walkers must maintain a speed of at least 3 miles per hour or risk execution if they slow down. The contest will only end when there is one walker remaining alive, for which they will receive the prize allowing them to get whatever their heart desires. This is an adrenaline story, and it really starts from the beginning of it. There's an establishment of a contest, a lottery, if you will. People from all across the country submit to try to take part in this annual event. And the film begins with our lead character, Ray Garrity, played by Cooper Hoffman, receiving his acceptance into the contest. And from there, it sets up his tearful and bittersweet goodbye to his mother, played by Judy Greer. Now, there's already a bit of a hint of a background of some tension between mother and son, particularly as it relates to his late father and her husband. Of course, we don't know all the details yet. That becomes clearer as the story unfolds. But it's a tearful goodbye as mother and son bid adieu, because, of course, there is that possibility that Ray may not be coming back at the end of this walk. And right off the bat, right at the start of this, we see how brutal these executions can be. If somebody falls behind, if somebody misses a step, it is a brutal execution by these militant escorts, if you will. And it really does set the tone that this is a walk or die marathon. Truly not a sprint, but a walk or die marathon. Right in the beginning of it, Ray meets a bunch of other boys and finds himself establishing a little bit of a camaraderie, and particularly with the character of Peter, played by David Johnson. And look, I think Cooper Hoffman is one of our up-and-coming actors. He is, of course, the son of the late, great Philip Seymour Hoffman. And Hoffman always turns in a good performance. Again, he's really an actor who, much like his father, nails it each and every time. The whole cast in this film is noteworthy. But the three performances, I have to say, that stood out to me out of this ensemble were David Johnson, Judy Greer, and Mark Hamill. Yeah, Mark Hamill. I will get to him in just a little bit. Johnson, he is the movie's tortured soul, and he is devastatingly effective in this movie. He just draws us in with this charisma, and he really is kind of the guiding light, the true north, if you will. And that contrasts nicely with Hoffman's Ray, who was very much a cynic and is doing this contest not necessarily so he can get the prize money at the end, but because he wants to enact a certain vengeance. And I won't spoil it because it is an integral part of the story. Now, of course, if you've read the novel, you know what happens. But if you were like me and you hadn't read the book and you went into this blind for the first time, I'm not going to reveal the motivations for Ray as well as the ending of this film, because in addition to it being devastatingly brutal but effective, I want you to savor, because this is one of those movies you want to go on this journey with these particular characters, and you want to experience the adrenaline rush that they go on. You know, as someone who is a frequent walker and jogs almost every day, I was feeling every beat in this movie. And it's always an interesting experience. It can be both good or bad. In this particular case, I would say more good than bad. But when you can be drawn into the story and kind of see your own life or your own self in any given situation. I mean, I felt like I was right there with these guys going on this mile after mile trek across this sort of like American wilderness, if you will, going through small towns and wooded areas and just sort of, you know, making this epic long trek, all in the name of trying to win some kind of a contest. But it really goes beyond that, because the film is kind of speaking to this idea of the spirit and just how far human will and desire can be stretched. And if there is truly a light at the end of the tunnel, and the movie kind of gives an ambiguous note to that point by the ending. But back to these three standout performances. As I said, Johnson, he is just this magnetic light, and his character again is sort of this upbeat, optimistic, trying to always find the silver lining. And again, it contrasts really brilliantly opposite Ray, because they are polar opposites. They have different worldviews and perspectives on this particular contest, and it's really interesting to see their friendship sort of mold into almost this brotherhood. And, you know, the story kind of works in a way where it may imply that there might be more than just platonic feelings. Again, it's a story that works on many different levels. It's not just a sort of a straightforward thriller. There's a lot of other nuances and sort of hidden meanings going on around this entire journey. And again, that's something I found to be very effective and just sort of adds to the overall compelling nature of it, that this is not just about winning a prize. It's not just about a test of endurance, but it is a test of the human spirit and the capacity and this sort of unrelenting desire for freedom in a lot of ways. Again, this, the fact that this is set up as a police state and you have these military escorts gunning down anyone who falls behind in quite brutal and graphic fashion just sort of adds to the overall stakes and feelings like this is hell on earth. America has gone to hell in a handbasket, and all you can seem to do is just keep walking, just keep moving forward. And you feel that rush for these characters, even as they see their friends and fellow walkers fall behind and lose their lives as a result of just losing the endurance by the end of it. You can't help but be on their side, being like, keep going, keep going, keep going. And again, it speaks to beyond just this idea of finishing a race, if you will, but actually staying in the fight, if you will, kind of metaphorically speaking, and never giving in, never giving up. Such a riveting film, absolutely exhilarating, but yet at the same time, it really does devastate you, because it is a crushing beatdown on the human sort of desire and capacity, and that feeling that you can make it to the light at the end of the tunnel. And it's just the way the film sort of subverts your expectations. I mean, it just left me gobsmacked by the very end of it. But on to the other two performances that I want to note. Judy Greer is phenomenal, and I would dare say she's an underrated actress. She never turns in a bad performance, as far as I'm concerned. Even if the film is so-so, if she's in it, she always delivers a 10 out of 10. And that's what she does here. It's a small role, but she plays Ray's mother, and she is devastating. There is one particular scene where, I mean, I thought I was going to lose it in the theater. She is just so raw and real. And again, she comes across as a mother who is sort of mourning over the fact that her son may not make it through this walk. And it's just, it's devastating to watch. And she is so effective and real and beautiful in this role. And it just makes me say, yes, she is someone who deserves her flowers and then some, because she never turns in a bad performance. And this is just another example of that fact. And lastly, Mark Hamill. I have said a lot about Mark Hamill over the course of the last few years. Of course, he will forever be known as Luke Skywalker. He is the face of Star Wars in a lot of ways. And if he isn't identified with that, he voiced the Joker on Batman the Animated Series and countless animated Batman specials over the years. So he's kind of cemented himself in the pop culture iconography. But I love when he is given a chance to express and show his dramatic chops as an actor, because this is another case. It isn't a big role that he's in. It's really more of a presence, if you will, that kind of hangs over this entire in this entire event. But he plays a character called the Major, and he is one creepy militant dude. Again, Mark Hamill is generally associated, as I said, as Luke Skywalker, this face of optimism, the classic hero, if you will. And to see him play an outright bad guy in this instance, it's quite terrifying. And he he goes for it. It's a role where, you know, I think some actors might have gone a little hammy. He finds a way to thread that needle where, you know, he might be campy at points, but there is an underlying tension and seriousness to this guy that you take notice when he's on screen. And even when he's not on screen, you sort of feel his presence in the background. And again, it's very much a story and a role that's kind of integral to the entire premise, as well as what is driving Ray and his desire to finish this race. Just three outstanding performances in a film that is complete with other fantastic performances. It really is an ensemble piece. And again, the fact that you feel for all of these characters when they are struck down by these guards, you can't help but just feel your heartstrings be pulled. And that's, again, I think, an effective working of the script, because a lot of times when you have such a huge ensemble and it's a situation where characters are killed because of the demands of the story, it's easy to just sort of see them as cannon fodder, and you just, well, that's their role. They're there to be served and then taken off the page. But every character who meets a tragic end in this film, you can't help but feel their death. It really does work on that level. And that is, again, a testament to this script, that we care enough about these characters, even the ones who we maybe only see for a minute or two. The fact that we feel it, it is so raw and real. And there's such a kind of an underappreciated element to this film, where there's almost this questioning of reality. And if you've seen the film, I think you'll know what I'm getting at, particularly once you get to the ending. And again, I think this is where the movie does work on multiple levels, where you can see it straightforward, or you can see it as kind of a blending, a little bit of a gray area. And I like that. I like that there can be sort of a lot of interpretations and debate about this film, because on the one level, it's just this adrenaline, riveting, exhilarating slog, if you will. And I mean that in the best possible term. But on the same time, it's almost this study on human endurance and the strength of the human spirit and cracking under pressure. It's a film that I'm going to have to go see again just to pick up all of the little nuances and little flourishes that are there. I have no notes for this film. Like I said, I went into it kind of with expectations in check, because sometimes adaptations can be a hit or a miss, and certainly that is the case with some of Stephen King's adaptations that I have seen over the years. You know, some of them work better as a book, sometimes they work better as a movie. And again, I have not read this book, but just taking from what I know about the premise and then seeing it expanded on the big screen, it's getting two thumbs up, way, way up for me. I left this film with my jaw on the floor and my heart racing. And that's usually a good sign when it comes to these kind of movies, because, as you know, I wouldn't necessarily classify this as a straightforward horror film. It's much more of a thriller, but there is sort of an underpinning of horror and suspense that is laced throughout this film. And of course, horror being my favorite genre, I'm always going to show up for something like that. But ultimately, The Long Walk, it is going to inspire you, but at the same time, devastate you. It is a movie that is both brutal and bittersweet. Double B's, if you will. And I had a ball with it. I loved it. And as I said at the start, I am expecting this film to be on my favorite films of the year. So there you have it. High praise for The Long Walk from me. That does it for me today, everybody. Want to also make a note. I apologize if the audio was a little scratchy on this recording. I was not able to be in front of my microphones. I'm working with a temporary one, so if it seems it's a little scratchy and funky, that is the reason. So I just wanted to put that out there at the end. But on that note, everyone, thank you as always for tuning in. Go support your local cinema. Go see some movies. Buy physical media. And yes, I'll be back next week where we will do this all over again for the love of movies. Makes every movie